This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
1201 here on The Fan, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night, after hours, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, a lot of people are making a big deal about the Tom Brady, Alex Earl stuff. For the age gap, which, I mean, whatever. You throw a rock outside. That's what I would say about something like that. But Tom Brady is sort of living his life backwards, so to speak. Not like anyone would live a life like this or that lives a normal life. But Tom Brady, you know, dated, married a supermodel. And then had a family with the supermodel. And then obviously things, and it happens, didn't work out. And now Brady is sort of living that life of rich, famous. And there's a lot of things that come with that. A lot of great things. And money doesn't buy you happiness, I hear. Well, I'd like to try. And then I'll let you know if I'm not happy. But Brady, who's what, in his 40s, Alex Earl, I think in her early 20s. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's gross. Look, I'm not going to throw stones. But what I would say is that Brady was on the yacht with DiCaprio like a couple days ago. And Leo is just Leonardo DiCaprio. This is the best way I would describe DiCaprio. Derek Jeter had it perfect throughout his playing career. Like, he played it perfectly. You're a big star. You play on the Yankees. You're in New York. You stay single throughout your career, or single meaning not married. And then when you retire, you settle down. Makes sense. You're still Derek Jeter, but you're not Derek Jeter in his prime as a baseball player where it's not a hard, you know, task to get a date on a Saturday night. Leo is kind of the same way in the sense that, you know, he's obviously been single. I mean, and he's dating the 27-year-olds, and as soon as she turns 28, you find a 26-year-old that's going to turn 27. I mean, he's basically the real-life David Wooderson in Dazed and Confused. I mean, David Wooderson, it's like, the older I get, they stay the same age. That's the great thing. But when you're an actor, you're famous forever. You're in your prime forever. So some people might think it's gross, and it's like, whatever. I don't get nuts. I mean, Brady is... And the other thing I will say about Brady here, I think he's gotten better year two here with the announcing. Like, he had the best call of the year broadcast wise was KB, Kevin Burkhardt, and Brady in the game Bears Packers, the second one, the overtime win, that Saturday night game. They were phenomenal. Brady's been unbelievable. And maybe it's because he's, you know, hanging around with 20-some-year-old Bonds. I don't know. But whatever gets you through the day, he's been terrific. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of people want to make nuts. Leo does this. He dates the 27-year-olds. He's in his 40s. As a guy that's in his 40s right now, what am I going to sit here and throw stones. I'm certainly not going to do that. Now, it helps I don't have kids. I'm sure if I was like older and my kids were in their early 20s, I'd look at it differently. But I look at it through my scope. And my scope is, I'm 40. Yes, I'm married, but I don't have like a, you know, I don't have a 23-year-old daughter, or I'm not, you know, in a situation where I would look at it weird. And I would just say Brady is living his 20s in his 40s now because he was dedicated to football and he was married. And now he has an opportunity to spread his wings. I mean, he was hanging out with my girl Sydney Sweeney in Italy a while ago. Sofia Vergara, they were chilling in Ibiza, or Ibiza, as they would say. Still comes to work every week, and he's gotten better. Like, everybody wanted to criticize Brady for how bad he was as an announcer in year one, and he was. And I think that part of it, and I definitely can sympathize with this, is Brady, the voice. It's not the greatest broadcast voice. I understand that. But not everybody is, you know, Burl Ives. That's an older reference. But you could look it up. That's the beauty of it. Not everybody necessarily has that voice for broadcasting. And I know some people can't look past that if you have a voice. They can't even hear the content. They just hear the voice. Especially those that already have the deep voice. Here's the beautiful part of this. It's my voice. It's Tom Brady's voice. We can't change the voice. I'm not going to give you, hey, it's a wacky, oh yeah, it's Tommy and the Fox here in Missouri radio. Like, I'm not going to do a radio voice for you because I think that's lame. And anybody that does that, I'm like, seriously? Like, your voice is your voice. Be real, you know, real. So a lot of people couldn't get past that. And some of it was content. He wasn't able to be in the meetings because he's, you know, part owner or whatever, owner of the Raiders. So there was, and now I think Matt Ryan wants to get in the mix with that, be an announcer and get involved with the Falcons. Look, a lot, some of that I understand that people have blowback on that. But overall, Brady, you know, who's got it better than him, as some would say? And he's gotten better with his announcing. So I would just say layoff. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jarvis in Harlem. What's up?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not a Jet fan either. So, like last call, I'm a Packer fan too. So, I gave up being a Jet fan since 2018 when they fired Todd Bowles, and they should have fired Mike McCagden at the same time back in December 2018. But
so, Jarvis, yeah, you were a Jet fan for however many years of your life, and then you woke up one day and you said, "I'm out." And you went to the Packers.
Yeah, because when they fired Todd Bowles, they should have fired Mike McCagden both at the same time that back in December, and then fired him in Mike McCagden in 2019 and after the draft was over. So they hired Joe Douglas.
Yeah, and listen, Bowles, who, okay, they underperformed this year, but he has had a nice run with the Bucs. And really, when you start to look at some of the coaches the Jets have had, Bowles is certainly one of the better ones over the last, you know, X amount of years. So, and he caught a lot of flack here, and I get that. But anybody that, like, I wonder this, Jarvis, because you were a Jet fan. And I'm working with a couple of Jet fans tonight, Fleegs and Rosie. I wonder that if a Jet fan wakes up every day and they look and they check the news and they want to read the headline, the Jets have moved to Kansas City. Kansas City has a football team. The Jets have moved to Montreal. Like, in some ways, like, if they just, like, maybe you don't have to follow them anymore and they just get out of your lives. Like, you gave up rooting for them. I wouldn't have done that, me personally, but I'm not going to get on you for doing it. But I wonder just, like, fans that have to sit there every year and root for a team like that, they don't deserve that. You don't deserve this crap. Like, it's awful. Yeah. It's just, it's brutal. In some ways, you just wish you'd be put out of your misery and they would just get the heck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they just, you know, there's this, because the Jets have been like dysfunctional team for the last decade because Woody Johnson is not even a football person all his life. I mean, if he was a better owner, maybe the fans would have faith in him. We changed the culture, the new regime. Mm-hmm. Maybe we had headed in the right direction, but unfortunately, he just don't know how to handle it. So I don't know.
No, I hear you, Jarvis. And Woody gets brought up a lot when it comes to the issues. And I brought him up here. And look, I said, I'm speculating on it. I think Woody wanted Rodgers out of here. I think that whether it was, you know, personality conflict or he was just over it, he felt like it was a failure. And the Jets coaching job came without Aaron Rodgers. And he wanted to make Aaron Glenn, former player, former Jet, look like the guy that's coming in here, cleaning house, you know, fixing it, changing the culture. And it starts with embarrassing publicly Aaron Rodgers by making him fly out here on his own dime, only to have a meeting that lasted 3 minutes. And it's a don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. So we embarrass Rodgers. We make him look like an idiot. We essentially fire him. We say we're changing everything here. We're building up the culture. We're doing this. We're doing that. Meanwhile, the Steelers, who are... See, the Steelers did what the Jets should have done. But the Jets are... And this is something that's tough to get around this. I get it. The Jets are so desperate as a franchise that they let Rodgers come in and do whatever he wanted. And that was the big issue. Where the Steelers said, no, you're not doing this stuff. Like, Rodgers stopped doing Pat McAfee. I assume that had to do with the Steelers. Like, no, you're not doing this every week. You're not going on there and talking about, you know, aliens and vaccines. I'm sorry. We're not on our watch. It's about football here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Jets couldn't do that because they're running a summer camp. Because Saleh was not a, you know, alpha. He is an alpha in the sense that, you know, he works out, Robert Saleh. But, like, he's not as, like, as far as a leader, especially as a head coach. He's not. He wasn't. And Woody Johnson is just, whatever. Do what you want. And then it's like if you're a parent and you're not tough on your kids and then you wonder why you get a call from the principal that Timmy was caught ripping a heater, you know, during recess in high school. Well, you run a loose ship. If you had run a tighter ship, Rodgers would have probably behaved and things would have been differently. So you got to look in the mirror. But everybody wants to point to Woody, and the Jets will never win with Woody Johnson. And I will continue to bring up the example of James Dolan, a gentleman that was on the station early, obviously owner, Knicks, Rangers, MSG, the whole deal, was on with Craig and C-Mac today, the debut of the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, and we will get into the comments that I thought were very interesting from James Dolan later on here in the show. I got you till 2 a.m. Al Cintron comes your way at that time. But for years, everybody said, well, the Knicks will never win with Dolan as long as he owns the team. Nobody will want to play here. he's awful. It's toxic. It's a tourist attraction. No way, no how. The Knicks are doomed. And lo and behold, Dolan hired the right guy in Leon Rose, and it changed everything. That's what Woody Johnson needs to do. He needs to hire the right person, even if it's by dumb luck. If you do that, everything will change. And then Woody Johnson, even if he is inept as an owner, which obviously he is, he won't even be able to screw that up if you make the right hire. They just haven't been able to. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Josh in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Yeah, Tommy, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, you're talking about foundation and culture. It's just like you. You know, the Jets have been walking around in circles in that wilderness, just like the children of Israel before they got to the promised land. And, you know, you've been saying everything correctly about what the Jets should do and everything. And, you know, if they had Aaron Rodgers, they would be in the playoffs. They should have just, you know, Aaron Glenn just should have let the whole year play out and see what happened before they made any changes and everything. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Josh, I think, you know, obviously you're agreeing with me, so I agree with you. The Jets are rebuilding because they chose to rebuild. They didn't have to rebuild. They made a commitment to Aaron Rodgers, and in my opinion, they didn't see it through. They gave up on it, and they've gone this route. And now look, if let's play it out. Let's say they get Dante Moore at 2. Let's say he comes out of Oregon and the Jets take him at 2. And he's the next great quarterback in the league. And he's better than Mendoza. And the Jets, with Glenn, with Moogie, with Moore, they have great success. Well, then, yeah, I'll have to eat my words. I'll look like an idiot or just, you know, that I was wrong. And that's fine. But what if that doesn't happen? Or the Jets kick the can down the road and they draft a quarterback next year, let's say. And they somehow survive another bad year because it was a 3-year plan to get the right quarterback. And Woody and everybody sat down, and Moogie and Glenn, and they're like, the right guy's not there. Moore didn't come out. Simpson didn't come out. We didn't want Trinidad Chambliss or whatever the case may be. So we didn't go quarterback. We'll go quarterback next year. So we're going to have another bad year. It is what it is. It's not like Jet fans aren't used to this, so all good. And then they take that quarterback. And let's say things work out there. All right, yeah, then they were right. But if they don't, you now would be rebuilding off the rebuild. And then every year that goes by, 2010 season, 2011 year, as far as on the calendar, gets further and further and further and further and further away. When you had the opportunity, like I think it was, I really believe this, I think it was more important to just get into the playoffs, give your fans and your franchise and your organization that taste, and then go from there. And then figure it out, because it's been so long. And I would be like right now, okay, I could figure out, because I think Evan was coping about what stuff he said. I played a little earlier. You can go back on the Rewind app or the Odyssey app with the Rewind function. You can go back on the Rewind app. You can go back on the Odyssey app and there's a Rewind function to last segment. I think some Jet fans are trying to rationalize this. And I get it. You have your picks. You have your future. You want your young quarterback. Aaron Rodgers rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Not a lot of people were fans of his, whether it's personally. They thought he was done. They thought he was shot. So they hear me saying this now and they think I'm cherry picking and I'm sort of stretching the truth and I'm trying to rub it in your face. No, because I've really been saying this all along. Like, I wanted the Giants to bring in Aaron Rodgers. So I was pretty consistent that Rodgers still had something left in the tank. The Jets either didn't feel that way or it was a personality thing and Woody wanted him out of here. Look where Rodgers is. Look where the Jets are. Where would you rather be? Let's go to Dave in Rockland County. What's up, Dave?
So I was going to ask you, Tommy, first of all, congrats on your new show. I was going to ask you, why don't the Jets hire a normal head coach, a popular head coach? But then I realized, and you answered my question. They just keep making same mistakes over and over and over.
Hiring defensive coordinators, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like they can't figure it out. And that's Woody. And like I said, Dolan was the same way. It was the same mistakes over and over again. And I think when you heard James Dolan today, and you could go back, it was podcasted, the Odyssey app, he joined Craig and C-Mac at 5:30. James Dolan just sounds like a totally different guy. Like, he's figured it out. But for years, it was the same process, hiring the wrong people to run the team, the wrong head coach, bringing in the wrong players, the stars that were over the hill. The Knicks kept repeating the same mistakes over and over again until they didn't. And now look where they are. That's where the Jets need to get to. They have to make the right hire. And that's why, Dave, I felt like in the situation they were in, with the personnel they had last year, they were a lot closer than people realize. And instead of trying to hire the right person and get the right coaching staff in here, they decided to rebuild. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But like I said, they've been rebuilding for 50 years. And it hasn't worked.
And one more question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question?
Of course.
What do you say to the idea if the Jets draft a quarterback this year, whether it's Mendoza, whether it's Moore, and firing Glenn, and you would hire, say, a guy like John Gruden?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that idea?
You're saying get rid of Glenn and hire John Gruden?
Why not? Gruden is, I mean, he has not the best of head coaches, but he has a proven career. He won a Super Bowl, yada, yada.
Yeah, Dave, and Gruden's a popular name. We heard both of the popular names today, Belichick and John Gruden. And Gruden, we'll just talk, I'll just say, like, not Jets, Giants, just in general, head coach. Like, there's a job opening, would you hire John Gruden? Gruden does have things that he brings to the table that you like. He's won a Super Bowl. He has experience. You feel like he could build your program up. The only thing I would say about Gruden, and this is why I like a guy like Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has had success multiple times. Gruden has not had success recently, where McCarthy has. Like 2023, Mike McCarthy was in the playoffs. Three straight years of 12 wins. Gruden, with his second stint with the Raiders, wasn't going very well. So you wonder if he's more on the back nine. You know what I mean? Like, Mike McCarthy showed, he had one bad year and they got rid of him. Everybody wants to run to the window for Kevin Stefanski for the Giants. The guy's had two winning seasons in six years in Cleveland. He's won one playoff game, Stefanski. Now, maybe you think, and this is a fair argument, Stefanski is on the way up. Like, he's had some success. Two coaches of the year. Who cares, though? I know people are going to throw that out there. I could care less. Brian Daboll won a coach of the year. So what does that tell you? What does that mean? It means nothing to me. Like, oh, we won coach of the year. Okay, did you win the Super Bowl? No. Did you win a playoff game? No. Oh, but I won Coach of the Year. Great, so he gets a picture or a trophy that he can hang or put on the mantle. What do I care? That means nothing as a fan. Brian Daboll won Coach of the Year. Doesn't do anything for me or any of us. But yet everybody wants to sing the praises of Stefanski. And all you're hearing either, I think I heard it back channel, so I'm saying it out loud, or I read it, but name to keep an eye on, Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski, 446 winning percentage in the regular season. Now, I'm horrible at math, but even as bad as I am, that's under 500. Sounds like a Giant coach already. One playoff win, sounds like a Giant coach already. Like I said, the two Coach of the Year awards, big deal. Two winning seasons in 6 years in Cleveland. And he has had 8 wins combined in the last 2 years. Whereas McCarthy, Super Bowl winning coach, beat Tomlin, by the way, in the Super Bowl, over a 600 winning percentage, 11 playoff wins, 12 playoff appearances, 11 double-digit win seasons, 3 straight seasons of 12 wins or more with the Cowboys. I know his warts. I know his flaws. I get it with the clock management. I get you don't think that he can win another Super Bowl because, yeah, you win a Super Bowl one place, virtually, as we've seen through the years, I don't think it's ever happened for any coach to win the Super Bowl with two different teams. You can get there. Parcells has done that, Reed has done that, but to win with both, okay, I get that. But, all right, so if the Giants make the Super Bowl in the next 5 years, you don't want to sign for that? Have we fallen that far from reality where that's not a great achievement? And it's not a loser mentality. It's understanding where the franchise is at and has been and how this is so important to bring in a guy that wins. Let's win. Aren't you sick of losing? Am I the only one? Giant fans, Jet fans, are you not sick of losing? How many Septembers get here, we're excited for football, and by October, the season's over? Don't you want to win 10 games a year? Don't you want to get to the playoffs year in and year out and give yourself a chance? And this is another thing I would throw out there. And I think this is fair. And Dak Prescott's nothing against him, but I'm just going to use him because he was the Cowboys quarterback. Maybe it's a Prescott thing and not a McCarthy thing. And maybe it's not. We'll see. We'll see. Dak gets there without McCarthy. Maybe he goes on a run and we'll see. But my point is that if McCarthy can get you there and he's good enough to get you into the playoffs and he's good enough to not screw it up in the playoffs and Jackson Dart is the type of quarterback and they have the right roster and they can win a Super Bowl on the back of Jackson Dart because he's so great, that's what you're looking for. And meaning like he could overcome any shortcomings McCarthy has in the playoffs, as long as they're not glaringly bad. Because I do, and I did earlier bring up how Sean McDermott is a negative to the Bills and Josh Allen, and Allen does everything in his power to overcome the ineptitude of Sean McDermott, who I think stinks. I don't think Mike McCarthy stinks. But even if he's mid or so-so in the playoffs, because of clock management issues, anything like that, you'd like to think Jackson Dart, maybe the magic of a dart can get you over that hump and can mask those deficiencies. But you got to get there first. And in order to get there, you need coaching. Ask the Bears, ask the Chargers, ask the Patriots, ask the Jaguars. Look at where all those teams are at prior to the Harbaugh obviously got there a couple years ago with the Chargers. But look at all those teams and look where they're at right now. In the playoffs, winning all these games, double-digit wins. What turned it around for those teams? Yes, quarterback play. But the most important thing, or the most important part of it, being the marriage with the head coach. Let's go to Anthony in Montclair. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Loogie. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Mets fan just like you. So I'm going to parlay this right into be like a Mets fan and a Jets fan.
Yeah absolutely.
I'm very thankful to the Jets fans and the whole Jets franchise because I know what it's like to say, ha-ha, this is what the Mets fans and this is all they do with. Anyway, when it comes to a turnaround to the Jets franchise, you always think about, like, oh, they got a new coach or they got a new bunch of players. It is so unique how the Jets have parlayed themselves into a situation when it comes to the coach or the roster or anything that Moogie did or what Woody did. It's like, this is so mind-blowingly bad. I don't know how you fix this. And when I say I don't know how you fix it, it's just, I've listened to you and Evan and Tiki for 3-4 months. Say, how do you fix it?
Yep.
And this is such a unique cluster, you know what? And I almost feel bad for the whole Jets fan base. I mean, we see young kids walking out. I'm born into this. This is so awful.
Yep.
I want to laugh at it as a Giants fan.
Well, Anthony, what I would say is this, because I know there's a lot of Giant fans that are like that, and maybe it feels like tonight I'm picking on the Jets. I'm not, and I'm not laughing at them. We are in no position.
No, not at all.
But we're not, Anthony, in any position as Giant fans to laugh at anybody right now. I'm sorry. I mean, outside of a couple of playoff appearances, the Giants have been the Jets in basically on every single level. So we're not in a position to laugh. I don't like pointing to history or resume. You want history, you go to a museum. Don't care what the Giants have done in the past. Don't care how many Super Bowls they've won. Don't care how many great players they have. If you look at the Giants and Jets and compare them over the last, whatever, decade, it's pretty close and not in a good way. And that's not good for the Giants because the Jets are the worst franchise in sports. How do you fix it? It's simple, but it's not. Number one, hit on the quarterback. Easier said than done. They have an opportunity to do that at number two, depending on which quarterbacks come out. Can you figure out a way to get Joe Burrow here? That's another way. Do you kick the can down the road next year and try to get Arch Manning or whichever quarterback you desire in the 2027 draft? That's the start. And then you have to hope that Aaron Glenn can figure it out. Because right now, Aaron Glenn looks like a guy that doesn't know how to be a head coach. Doesn't mean he won't be. Doesn't mean he can't figure it out. You could point to a Dan Campbell. You could point to a Bill Parcells that struggled early on. Parcells obviously had great success. Campbell's had good success with the Lions. So maybe Glenn is that. Maybe Glenn is Bill Parcells. I don't know. You don't know either. I know people want him fired. It's 1 year. If he has a bad second year and they draft a quarterback and things are just such a mess, yeah, okay. Time to move on. I think 2 years is a fair evaluation. One is not. 1 year is not a fair evaluation. Let's go to Ryan in Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, what's up, Tommy, hey. Man? Congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
I'm with you, man. Without Hart, there's no... I mean, it's clearly they're outmatched on the boards, yeah. And, you know, that led to multiple second chances with the Pistons.
Yep.
But what really got me was the lack of ball movement, which didn't involve Towns and OG in the paint. I mean, I think they had over 20 turnovers. They lost by 30. I was just wondering, what were your thoughts on a potential, any kind of trade? I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking Yabusele and maybe McBride for something. What were you thinking, my man?
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Ryan. I'll take it in order. And you're right. Tonight was embarrassing. Karl-Anthony Towns with a total no-show. The Knicks have looked like a team that they've played with zero energy over the last couple days. Josh Hart is a big part of that. He is the heart and soul, pun intended, of the team. The hustle, the rebounds, the pushing it up the floor, whether it's a one-man fast break, they miss Josh Hart dearly. Now, he's not all the problems, but he's a big problem. As far as the lack of ball movement, you know I love Jalen Brunson. Sometimes the ball gets to him and it just doesn't leave. And they lack the continuity on offense. And a lot of people think it's hero ball. I just think that for whatever reason, and I think the way you fix this is Brunson plays off the ball. He's not the point guard. So you can have the point guard distribute it, whether it's Kolick, whether you make a trade. Which leads me into your other point, as far as the trade. And Dolan, and we'll get to more of his comments later, but he was asked by Craig, you know, do you see any big moves here? Are they going to make any moves? And he kind of said, no, no big moves, but I could be overruled by Leon Rose. And when I hear big move, I think, obviously, Giannis. So and Giannis is not happening in this season. So that I think we all kind of figured anyway. Could they make a smaller move? Yes. But you got to give something to get something. And you start to look at the roster. You mentioned Yabusele. That's an option. But if the Knicks are going to make a trade, whether it's for Dante DiVincenzo, which there's been reports that the Knicks have been interested, and obviously I would be all for that. Jose Alvarado, a guy I've been talking about since the summer, love him, local guy, great defensively. I think he is a really the type of player that you want, especially against teams like the Pistons and the teams like the Sixers, which are, I think, your two toughest opponents right now come April, May, and June. And the Celtics, obviously, if Tatum comes back healthy, could be a problem, but their lack of size, I think that the Knicks would own the glass, they'd beat them up, and they would win that series. I don't think that you could say the same thing with Philly and Detroit, for sure, because Detroit's a hard hat team. But you got to give something up. So are you going to give up McBride? I mean, that's tough. Are you going to give up Mitchell Robinson? You know, obviously, at the end of his deal here, how do you give up Mitchell Robinson? I mean, Mitchell Robinson's the best offensive rebounder in the sport. I'd have a hard time giving up Mitch. I'd have a hard time giving up Deuce. I'd be more willing to give up Deuce. But you got to give up something to get something. So if they do make a deal, likely McBride or Mitch is gone. So that's a tough decision that Leon Rose is going to have to make here. Now, luckily, he's still got a little bit of time before the trade deadline. We'll see how they are looking at that point. And I do love the development of the younger players. I think that's a credit to Mike Brown. But I would be open to the trade. But like I said, Mitch, I wouldn't. Deuce, I would consider. Mitchell Robinson, I know you don't want to see him walk and then you get nothing out of him, but you want to see a run. And I think that Mitchell Robinson, healthy in the playoffs, which is knock on wood, gives you a great chance to win a title because of his defense. I mean, there's some games where Mitchell Robinson completely takes over, and he's a guy I wouldn't want to move from. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night, a little after hours here on The Fan. I got you till 2 o'clock. Allison Tron comes your way at that time. We'll get back to your calls. I see you up here. I'll get to you, I promise. Giants, Jets, Knicks. We'll mix in the Yankees a little bit in the 1 o'clock hour. Jack Curry had some interesting things to say about certain free agents and the Yankees, whether they're pursuing these guys or not. So we'll discuss that coming up in the next half hour, hour or so. But your call's coming up. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
36 minutes past midnight here on The Fan After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night. You know, I'm trying to figure out if I'm a hypocrite here because I've been very vocal on this radio station, generally around Halloween, early November. And I am very critical of people that put up their Christmas tree and hang their Christmas lights in early November. Now, the reason I do that is because I feel like Thanksgiving, which is a great holiday, football, family, food, it's the one holiday, in my opinion, that no matter what age you are, it's great. It's great when you're young. It's great when you're, you know, middle age. It's great when you're older. If you're married, it's great. If you're not married, it's great. It's just a really good holiday. The great meal, the football, the parade, even though Santa is a little bit too much of a pig for my taste in the parade, but still, you know, he probably should sit a play out, but whatever. That's my beef with him. And I think that Thanksgiving, for a lot of reasons, there's no songs, it's not a commercial holiday, there are no movies other than like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, so it doesn't get the build that a Halloween gets. I mean, in Labor Day, there's Halloween stuff in the store. There's 31 days of Halloween, all these Halloween movies, and all the Christmas stuff. And I feel like Thanksgiving is the middle child, so it gets overlooked. And I feel like I have to fight. Someone's got to fight for Thanksgiving, and I'll be the guy to fight for that. Doesn't mean I don't like Christmas. I love Christmas. But Thanksgiving gets overlooked. So the people that put their lights up, it's like they go from the skeleton outside to Santa. It's like, here we are, Halloween. Next day, it's Christmas. Well, what about Thanksgiving? Gets no love. So I get on people for that. Here's where I feel like I could be a hypocrite, though. I still have my Christmas tree up in my house. So I am loose on the back end. Should I take it down? Like, really, you shouldn't go past New Year's Day. We're sitting here and it's what, January 6th? And I still have my tree up because I love the tree. And I feel like it's January, whatever. Let's keep it up. I don't like the people hanging, keeping the tree or the lights up or putting them up in early November. But I'm sitting here in, you know, now early January, weeks after Christmas, and I still have the tree. So does that make me a hypocrite? It might, but I feel like the reason why I do, or I know the reason why I fight for the lights not to be up is because I want Thanksgiving to get its due, and it never does. The Thanksgiving Day parade, half of it is Christmas. People can't wait to put the tree up the next day or the morning of Thanksgiving or weeks before. There's each year Christmas gets earlier and earlier and earlier. So I guess I'm what I would like, this is just me, is for Christmas to be more on the back end, not so much on the front end. Give Thanksgiving its due. Christmas happens through the new year, maybe another week or so. You keep the lights up and then away we go. That's what I would look for. Because then it doesn't feel like we're trying to go from one holiday that's commercialized, which is Halloween, into the next one immediately. And Thanksgiving sitting there like, I'm the middle child. And it's Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. All right. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. All right. So Black Monday, we saw three head coaches get fired, Kevin Stefanski, Pete Carroll, and Jonathan Gannon. Now, Raheem Morris was fired yesterday. That brings the total up to six openings in the NFL. Brian Daboll and Brian Callahan had been let go during the season, which means the Giants, Browns, Raiders, Cardinals, Falcons, and Titans will all be looking for head coaches this offseason. Mike McCarthy and Kevin Stefanski, obviously your names are certainly names to watch for Big Blue's opening. Will another job open up? We will see. There's been speculation about John Harbaugh with the Ravens. I think that's a pipe dream. I don't think Harbaugh is going to be out in Baltimore. I get it. He's been there for a long time. Maybe they want to move on. Maybe they want to move on from him and Lamar. They want to reset. They haven't gotten to, the Super Bowl, get over the hump. They haven't really figured it out there. And in a year where the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs, it's like, wow, you want to get in the playoffs because you make a run because the Chiefs have been a bugaboo for the Bills and the Ravens. I just don't think Harbaugh is going to become available. I don't think they're going to move on. So I know a lot of Giant fans would want him. I would want him. He would go right to the top of my list with McCarthy if John Harbaugh became available. But he's not available right now, and I just don't see it happening. Hopefully it does, but I just think that not so much that it would have happened already because I think it's sensitive. He's been there forever, so I don't think that's a decision. You lose that game in the way you did, and you get knocked out, for as far as going to the playoffs last week of the year, Sunday Night Football. You're not making a quick decision the next day to get rid of him. You're going to sit down. You're going to think about it. But Harbaugh, to me, feels like a pipe dream. He just feels like a guy that's not going to become available. If he does, he checks all the boxes I'm looking for. Experience, has won, CEO, adult in the room, program builder, the type of guy that the Giants need right now. But I just don't think it's going to happen. Let's go to Rich in South Orange. What's up, Rich?
Thanks for taking my call, Tommy. Yeah,
of course. Thanks.
Listen, regarding the Giants head coach search, mm-hmm. I differ with your opinion a little bit. I think the Giants are going to go with Stefanski, and I'll tell you why I think that.
Okay.
I think right now Stefanski is a much better defensive coach than any of the other guys out there. I think he did more with less in Cleveland than McCarthy did with Dallas and Green Bay. And I think the Giants have to address the defense.
But Rich, Stefanski's more. First of all, he's more of an offensive guy, and he did way less in Cleveland with less. And part of the reason why they did less in Cleveland is because they got rid of Baker Mayfield, which is on Stefanski's watch. So do I trust him with quarterbacks and making the right decisions? Same thing with Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. They got rid of Sam Darnold. And look, I think Sam Darnold in a lot of ways is, and this is a harsh thing to say, but I think in some ways Sam Darnold is a little bit gutless and he melts in the big spot. And you're already starting to see it in these games at the end of the year where Sam does not look good. But he's on the team that's the number one seed in the NFC. and the Vikings are home, and J.J. McCarthy looks like he can't play in the league. The Browns and Stefanski, they had Baker. They had success. They moved on. Deshaun Watson, obviously, no fault to the Browns for a lot of reasons, but it's been a disaster, and they can't figure out the quarterback situation. But still, they're not doing anything. So you're saying he's doing more with less? Not really. I mean, he's not. They won 8 games in the last 2 years combined. Stefanski's got 1 playoff win. I think the bigger thing that you look at is, all right, you have your guy. This is why they would be interested in Stefanski. And this is just the reality of it. I'm not trying to make it like an ageism thing, but you're talking about a guy who's 43 years old. So you feel like you have a longer runway with him, with your young quarterback. And the best is yet to come. Stefanski, highly regarded. I think he's part of the Shanahan tree. Andy Reid as well. So a guy that obviously learned under 2 terrific coaches. And didn't have the quarterback play. Part of that is the Browns' fault of by moving on from Baker, because they had their quarterback and they didn't realize it. And you think, all right, he's younger. You could get him paired up with Jackson Dart, and away we go. Where Mike McCarthy feels like more like yesterday's news. But Mike McCarthy, and I can't stress this enough, had success recently, 2023. He's in the playoffs. He won 12 games, 3 straight years. I just don't understand. And the more I hear, like, the more I'm like getting, I'll keep banging the drum for it, but I'm starting to feel like it's not going to happen. I will try to champion it, of course, like I do with everything. But I think that Stefanski is a guy they would look at because of there's a thought of, oh, this is an offensive genius, younger guy. Or, and like you were alluding to, except Stefanski doesn't fit that role, they want to go defensive coordinator. And that's why you hear a name like, and Jordan Renan reported this on Sunday, why a guy like Charlie Weiss Jr., who's currently the OC calling the plays for Ole Miss, and they're in the college football playoff in the semifinals, they just upset Georgia. That would make sense, Weiss Jr. as OC, if you are bringing in a defensive coordinator. And that's the only way where I'd be like, I don't want a coordinator. I do not want a coordinator. I think it's a mistake. I will feel like it's a mistake if it happens, if it's like Chris Shula, somebody like that, DC. But if you build a great staff and you have a great offensive mind, I could warm up to it. So to me, the fact that I'm hearing Charlie Weiss Jr. and his name being floated around, it makes me think the Giants could be leaning towards a DC as their head coach. And if they do, Weiss would be in the mix. And if not, Weiss wouldn't be in the mix. They would hire an offensive guy like McCarthy's going to call the plays. Weiss would not fit in that mold. So I'm just trying to connect the dots a little bit because people are plugged in. I mean, Jordan's plugged in. The beat reporters are plugged in. I hate to admit it. Sean Marash is plugged in. But he plugs himself in, really. I mean, it's desperation. I mean, he meets people. He gets their phone number. It's like, have a little bit of shame. But whatever, you know, however you get ahead. But he is plugged in to a degree. And he keeps saying, Stefanski, Stefanski, Stefanski. All right. Don't love it. And I don't understand it from his resume. I get it from the idea that you think he's on, you know, he's putting on hole 6 and McCarthy's putting on hole 17. And you think that Stefanski, younger guy, offensive mind, he gets the right quarterback in the right situation. He's going to be great. But again, Stefanski, .446 winning percentage, 1 playoff win, 2 winning seasons in 6 years in Cleveland. That's not what the Giants need right now. And I think it would be the wrong hire. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jackson's in Lakewood. What's up, Jackson?
Yeah, what's up? I just wanted to know what you think the Giants want to hire a coach. You got to look up where he was coaching before. See, match up who the players he had in his old team to see what they compare them to the Giants players to see how he did with those kind of players.
With that type of personnel. Yeah.
Also, I just want to say, or talk about the Yankees for a second. Who do you think the Giants are going to, which kind of player do you think they're going to pick in the first round?
Yeah, so at 5, I think they're going to go wide receiver. I think they're going to go wide receiver because you took them. And it's not even so much that Malik Nabers is injury prone. I think they need a number 2. They need a strong number 2 to pair with him. And Jackson Dart, you want to get. So whether it's Carnell Tate out of Ohio State.
I think they'll get a tight end.
I wouldn't take a tight end in the first round. I certainly wouldn't take one in the top 5. I would go wide receiver, or I would go somebody in the secondary, but I want to get playmakers around Dart. To me, he's my biggest prize possession.
He needs a better line.
No, I disagree with that, Jax. I think the offensive line is actually playing really well, and they've built that up. That's a credit to Joe Shane.
Brian also on defense.
I mean, the defensive line is underperformed, but they have the guys on D. Like Burns, Thibodeau, Carter, Dexter Lawrence. That should be enough. That should be enough. And if they get the right coaching, I think they will outperform what they've done over the last couple of years. Now, you want to talk about the Yankees? What's your question on the Yankees?
Well, what percentage of the chance do you think the Yankees will get Bellinger?
I don't know if I'll give you a percentage, but actually I will give you a percentage. I think it's 50-50. 50% Yankees, 50% Mets. I think it's that close. What I didn't understand here, and I think this is partially the problem with baseball, or partially baseball's problem, is the offseason and the way free agency gets dripped out as far as guys signing is a joke. It is. I think it's bad for the sport. You lose any type of steam. You take a gander over at the NFL. It's over in a day or two, free agency. Basketball, it's over quickly. Baseball, Cody Bellinger is one of the top free agents of anybody in this class. He was on the Yankees. He had a great year. And it took the Yankees 2 months to offer him a contract. He could have signed somewhere else in those 2 months. What exactly are the Yankees doing waiting 2 months? I'll tell you what they're doing. They know that this process is just slow and methodical, so they could sit around and wait and give Bellinger an offer in a couple months. I think it's 50-50. I think the Mets are and should be interested in Bellinger for several reasons. Number one, Bellinger can play, and I'll get to the Yankee angle, but you don't need the Yankee angle because the Yankee angle is Bellinger played great for you. The bloodline, his father played for the team. He was well-equipped to handle New York. He's returning, so I don't have to lay out the angle of why he makes sense for the Yankees. Plus, they've had a very quiet offseason, and they should be thanking the Mets in a lot of ways, even though I think the Mets have had a better offseason than people want to give them credit for. I don't want to go down that road. That tonight's not the night for it, but the Yankees have been so quiet and would be getting crushed right now if it wasn't for the negative energy around what the Mets have done or lack of things they've done or the guys they've let walk. Bellinger for the Mets. Flexibility. Can play center, can play the corners in the outfield, can play first base. What that gives you, and I think this is the David Stearns sort of model and strategy, is Stearns wants flexibility, he wants athletic players, and he wants defense. And that's what you're seeing here. Like, Polanco, everybody thinks he's going to play first base. Yeah, there's only one problem. He doesn't play first base. Jorge Polanco's not a first baseman. He's had like one game at first base. So he's going to be the first baseman? Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he will be, but I don't buy that. I think Polanco is going to be mainly the DH, and he's going to fill in at third base and second base, and perhaps occasionally put the first base mitt on. But he's mostly going to be your DH. And guess what? Everybody says Polanco's injury prone. You're not going to get hurt as much when you're sitting on your ass half the game as a DH. And Bellinger could play first base too. Athletic, defensive player, which Bellinger is terrific, can play multiple positions. He fits what David Stearns wants. What we don't know yet is that can the Mets get Bellinger on a short-term deal? Because it seems or appears they will only go short-term unless it's a player of Juan Soto's caliber or Yamamoto. Well, the Mets don't want to spend money. They don't want to give yours. Okay, let me take that back. The narrative that the Mets don't want to spend money is false. They are spending money. They gave Polanco, what, $20 million a year? They're spending money. They gave Devin Williams money. They gave Weaver money. They want to spend money. They just don't want to give long-term contracts out. And I get that. You already gave Soto, you know, 27,000 years. They don't want to lock up another guy for long-term unless he's somebody like Yamamoto or somebody like Juan Soto. Is Bellinger that? No, he's not. He's not. He's a good player, really good player, and would be very helpful for the team. But it remains to be seen if Stearns is going to move off his short-term contract. I think if Bellinger wants that deal and would take that deal, in a nanosecond the Mets would sign him, and it would be a great signing. If not, they go elsewhere for an outfielder. Outfielders.
Because I do think Benj or Williams will get one of the spots or a chance to get one of those spots. But you, I wouldn't advise starting two kids out there in the outfield with Soto. I would not advise that. I would not do that. I know Taylor's still around, but you know, Taylor more of a bench guy, you know, glue guy, than I think he is a starter, platoon player. And he could platoon perhaps with the younger guy that you go with, whether it's Jet, whether it's Carson Benj. But I think it's 50-50. And I think the Yankees are interested. I am confused by the Yankee offseason in a lot of ways. And we'll get to them next hour more as far as the comments Jack Curry had as and the players that they're looking at. I'm confused at what the Yankees are doing so far because they're not really doing anything. Rosario, all right, cool, good against lefties. I get it. You bring him in. Or you bring him back, I should say. But the overall lack of anything from them is puzzling to me. Now, they have a great rotation, but okay, a lot of those guys are banged up going into the year. I think they could still add another starting pitcher. Grisham took the qualifying offer, and I think the Yankees got caught with their pants down there. And that blocks playing time for either Spencer Jones or Dominguez. So you know that, and I know that. So they've been kind of laying low. If they don't bring back Bellinger, they're not even running it back at this point. And, dude, you got waxed by the Blue Jays. So I do not understand what the Yankees are doing. But more on them in the next hour. Let's go to Kevin in Lindenhurst. What's up, Kev?
Loogie! What's in up? The late night. Congratulations.
What's happening?
All right, so two things. Number one, you brought up when you're supposed to take your Christmas lights down.
Yeah.
It all depends on what your beliefs are, whatever the case is. Like, I'm a Catholic. You're not supposed to take them down until this Sunday.
Because of, remind me again, my mom's going to be mad at me that I don't remember this. It's
No, that's okay. So it all depends on where it falls, but it has to be after the Epiphany, which is this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And this upcoming Sunday is when they encourage you to take your lights down.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah. So that's not where we were at with that, but I hear you on that. And hopefully more people, like, kind of follow that type of stuff. But I was just talking more in generalization, you know what I mean, as far as...
Yeah, I got you. 100%. So the second part of my call was I think the Giants are definitely going to go with an experienced head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go for an offensive or a defensive coordinator. They're definitely going to bring in an offensive-minded person to take care of Dart. And I can see the Giants doing well. They got a lot of good pieces. If they do well in the draft, they're going to do good. Thanks for your time.
No, you got it, Kev. I hope you're right. I hope I'm right. And I hope they go the experienced route. They've gone the coordinator route. It hasn't worked. They need experience. They need a coach that can come in here, build the program, be a CEO, be the adult in the room, head of the table, the program builder. And a guy that could say, you know what? I know how to win games in the NFL. It's not easy. Like everybody used to say, oh, Peyton Manning wins 13 games a year. Well, that's hard. It's hard to do that. That's why I keep bringing up Mike McCarthy. Like, you think it's easy to have 11 double-digit win seasons? It's not. I don't care who your quarterback is. It's hard. So it shouldn't be discounted. So whether it's McCarthy with experience, Stefanski does have experience, but he's not won. He has not won. He's got two winning seasons in 6 years, but he does have experience. Harbaugh, if he becomes available, I don't think he will. I think it's more of a pipe dream. He, of course, fits that bill. I think going the coordinator route would be a major mistake. Major mistake. Okay, it could turn into Ben Johnson, but how many coordinators have we seen through the years fail and fail miserably? And then where are we at? And right now we have the franchise quarterback. So the last thing you want to do is bring in a coordinator that fail, and now we're here 3 years, and Jackson Dart is 3 years older, and the Giants haven't won anything, and then we have to go back into the hiring process. That would be disheartening, to say the least. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I see you guys all up on the calls. We will get to you next hour, I promise. We got Giants, we got Knicks, Joe Shane, NFL playoff format. There's a lot on the table here. Jets, we've covered a lot. So far, I got you for another hour. We're going to mix more of the Yankee talk coming up. Al Cintron at 2 a.m., so I got you till then. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.